In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. I'd like, if possible, and I know it's possible, to start today's sermon by putting to practice what I'm about to preach on. Usually we preach and then we try to put that into practice later on, but today I'm going to ask all of us for 1 minute, that is 60 seconds, I think we can do this, to be in silence. 60 seconds to clear our thoughts, our minds. Close your eyes if need be, and we'll sit in silence. 1 minute starting now. Good job. We did it. That's not the end of the sermon. Psalm 46, verse 10 reads, "Be still and know that I am God." In the first book of Kings, when the great prophet Elijah was seeking the presence of God, he was commanded to go up to a great high mountain, and he was met with a powerful wind, and the scripture says, "But the Lord was not in the wind." And then a great earthquake shook the mountain. And it says again, "But the Lord was not in the earthquake." And after the earthquake, a great fire, "But the Lord was not in the fire." But after the fire, there will be a still silence, and the Lord will be there. Now, silence is something that should be practiced, especially by us Christians, each and every day. But we did that today, this little exercise today, and I bring this up because this is the second Sunday of Great Lent, which is dedicated to St. Gregory Palamas. And today's bulletin actually has a nice little write-up about this saint, if you can read it on your way out. Last Sunday was known as the Sunday of Orthodoxy, or we call it the Triumph of Orthodoxy. And this was a bold and universal proclamation to the truth that God became human, and God can be seen. And the icons are a testament to the truth that we can see God. Today's Triumph of Orthodoxy, sometimes called that second Triumph of Orthodoxy on this Sunday of Gregory Palamas, reminds us of another truth of our faith, and that is that we can know God. And St. Gregory was very outspoken and a big proponent of the teaching of our faith that our God is a knowable God. Even by the end of his life, St. Gregory was so well known and so beloved, especially by his faithful in Thessaloniki, where he later became a metropolitan, that he was canonized a saint only 9 years after his passing. For canonization in the Orthodox Church, to become a saint in the Orthodox Church, that's basically light speed. St. Gregory was the champion voice of the ancient practice of hesychasm. And this is an ancient tradition and practice which comes from the Greek word hesychia. And because of this, we often translate it to mean a practice of silence, and that is good, but the proper term for the focus of hesychasm is stillness. Be still and know that I am God. We can say and teach and talk about so many things about God, and we can try and offer different illustrations or analogies to teach us about God, but we can never fully put God into words. That is an impossibility. But we can put God into our hearts. We can know God. It is said by the fathers of our church that silence is the language of heaven, as well as that God is found and heard in the serenity of silence. Father Meletius Weber even says that the language of the heart is silence, not a bleak, empty silence, but a profound and meaningful silence, that ceaselessly sings the glory of God. The language of the heart is silence. Father Stephen Freeman has also said, the silence of the heart is not the silence of emptiness or a state of nothingness. The silence of the heart is the sound of fullness. It is silent because no word, no image is sufficient. Only silence can contain the uncontainable. Although they are often used interchangeably, the terms silence and stillness are not necessarily synonymous. Silence implies, in part, an absence of ambient noise, together with an inner state or attitude that enables us to focus, to center on the presence of God, and to hear His still, small voice. But furthermore, stillness implies a state of bodily rest coupled with a creative tension that enables a person to commune with God in the midst of a crowd or in the midst of noise. My brothers and sisters, this practice of hesychasm is not merely a practice reserved for monks and nuns. We all need to seek silence and stillness, be still, and know that I am God. And I'll close with a personal reflection that I've shared with you before, because the Sunday of St. Gregory Palamas, the second Sunday of Lent, 3 years ago was the Sunday I was ordained a deacon. And I remember during the Orthros, before going out to stand before the icon of Christ, I was walking around the altar and I was getting all sorts of things nervously ready, getting the censer prepared and making sure the bishop's things were ready and my vestments were folded, and I had a nice little deacon's book all ready to go, and I was kind of all sorts of these little things that I was just distracting myself with. And thankfully, a message was relayed to me from Metropolitan Gerasimos, who was out on the throne, of course, and he had someone come back and tell me these words: stop being busy, stand still, and pray. Stop being busy, stand still, and pray. He saw me from the throne running around doing all these things. Now, he may have told me this because he wanted me to focus and pray about my impending ordination. But it's a command that I still hold in my heart to this day that I try to remind myself of constantly. And it's a command that all of us as Christians need to struggle to do more. Stop being busy, stand still, and pray. Yes, we should learn about God. We should read theological writings. We should be more educated in our church and in our faith. But these are not quite the fullness. They in no way measure up to the power of silence, the power of stillness, of constant prayer. And that is how God truly enters our hearts. So we let the words that we sing during the Great Compline service resonate with us. Oti methimon o Theos, God is with us. And if God is with us, then we can really be with Him and know Him. And God Himself can enter our hearts and into our lives more fully. God is found in the serenity of silence. Be still and know that I am God. To God be the glory now and forever and to the ages of ages. Amen.